The KGEZ Good Morning Show, Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and we welcome the Executive Director of the Evergreen Chamber, Connie McCubbins.
Well, good morning.
Hi, Connie.
Right back at you.
Right back at me, yeah.
Yeah, who'd you bring in with you?
I brought a friend.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a friend. Carrie is with the Flathead Sheriff's Posse, and he's going to talk to you about our trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat. All right, lay it on us.
Yep, we have the big Halloween trunk or treat event on Saturday, the 28th, and it's going to be over at the Boys and Girls Club at 315 Evergreen, it's actually the Trailhead Church. We did do it at Kmart for the last couple of years, and it's a big, big event.
Oh, boy. I remember you guys first doing this years ago, and the idea is to provide a safe place for kids to have a little trick-or-treating fun.
Yep, that's for sure. We started it in 2020 because the indoor stuff was kind of hard to do, and we did that one at the fairgrounds. And then when the Flathead County Sheriff Posse took over the coordinating stuff, we moved it over to Evergreen in the Kmart parking lot because it was vacant, and we really wanted to focus on the kids in Evergreen.
Okay, now, Carrie, what is the trunk connection? I can't remember. Kids come with their parents and they get a trunk load of candy. Is that it? That was always my objective.
Not quite, Robin.
I wish.
Yep, that's what they want. They always want more, more, more.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's basically we have firefighters, ambulances, police cars, people from the community. We've got a lot of community partners that show up with their vehicle. Open the trunk, and it's full of candy, and they hand it out to the kids.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. See, now, the way I did it was we started it out over. I lived on 7th Avenue East as a kid. So we covered that whole east side. We took a pillowcase.
Yes.
Yeah. And by the time I got to about 7th Avenue West, I had that thing full.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was so safe and easy, and people would always leave their lights on and welcome you, and
times have changed.
Yeah, it was safe.
Well, when we got you know, to be freshmen in high school, people started looking at us a little funny and saying, aren't you a little old to be doing this?
Yeah, that's right.
So the day I'm too old to eat candy.
Yeah, I know.
Well, take my blood pressure. It'll
be
missing.
It was safe, John, except for the sugar coma, which followed it all.
Oh, it would take me a long time to finish that off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't eat all of it in one sitting.
Two or three. Yeah.
Maybe.
So okay. There's a lot of chamber businesses that are part of this. So it's grown over the years like crazy. Last year, we had over 4,000 kids come through.
Wow.
So we are asking if anybody would like to donate some candy to the first responders. It's greatly appreciated. You can actually drop the wrapped candy off at First Interstate Bank in Evergreen, and we'll make sure that it's distributed.
4,000?
Yes.
That's a lot of kids.
There is no household in Kalispell that could handle 4,000 trick-or-treaters.
No.
No. Not a
one.
It's
crazy. It's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So the connection here with the posse, you guys just want to see things be safe for the kids.
That's correct. We bought the old skating rink over there in Evergreen.
Right.
And we've been trying to make it safer for the community. That's our main outpost for the Flathead County Sheriff Posse, which is actually made up of all volunteers. It's a 501c3 nonprofit that supports the sheriff office. And so we have about 60 members, and 28 of those are sworn deputies that are fully volunteers. So it's a really great way to help out the community. We save a lot of taxpayer money by taking care of duties and getting the deputies back out on the road.
I always I associated the posse members with guys on horses.
Yeah, that's definitely how it started. It was back in 1946 that the Flathead County Sheriff Posse started. And we do have an equestrian program, but mostly they're at the fair and some parades, and they should be there at this event too. And we've kind of replaced that with some mechanical devices. We've got cars and side-by-sides and golf carts now that work pretty good, but the horses still have a place.
What do you do? What brought you to the posse?
Well, we we are community members, and we just wanted to really be involved in the community. And when the sheriff election several years ago, we went to all the debates and tried to figure out, you know, who the next sheriff should be. And in the process, we found out about the sheriff's posse, and they said, you guys should join the posse. And we found out what it was, and it was all volunteers. So my wife and I both joined, and that was 5 years ago. And we really wanted to be more involved, so we both are on the board of directors, and we really help support the members in the community that way.
Now, you're a ham radio operator. Are you involved in emergency services that the hams do here?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the ARES, the Amateur Radio Emergency Services, they have their net every Monday night, and then they have a meeting once a month. So I am involved with that and several other radio nets, which are basically a network where everyone gets on the same frequency at the same time and shares information about the community and as an alternate communication.
Yeah. My dad was the coordinator for Flathead County when I was a kid. He was Silent Key now, K7PKN, and I'm K7RBY, and I'm still a ham.
Yeah.
And I remember coordinating all of that from our home, our shack at our home, and boy, that was a very, very big part of anything that went wrong here in the Flathead.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we always see the presence of the sheriff's posse at the Northwest Montana Fair. And this past legislative session, Brian Haino was talking about this, that there was a bill that allowed, I didn't realize that the sheriff's posse members are on the front line, but didn't have any self-defense items. And now it's non-lethal. Have you been supplied with material now?
Well, we do have the options now to carry batons and tasers as an auxiliary officer.
Right.
And if you go through and you get sworn and you're a reserve officer, then they can carry actual defensive firearms.
It never occurred to me in all my years of seeing you guys operate that you weren't armed. I always thought you were.
Well, it does definitely seem like it's an important thing, especially since you can't really tell the difference between the deputies and the volunteers because we wear the same uniforms, drive the same vehicles, and so we're definitely putting a target on our back.
Well, we appreciate all you guys do on the posse, and thank you for doing the trunk or treat thing for the kids. But that's not the only thing going on in Evergreen.
No, we got a couple of things going on. So this Thursday, we're going to have our Energizer at the Kalispell Eagles. So this is the first.
Oh, at the Eagles.
Yeah, and it's open to the public. So please, anyone, 5 to 6:30. And it's at the Eagles. It's 37 First Street West. It's been there forever. When I was growing up, it was the library in the bottom floor. Do you remember that?
No.
Yep. Flathead County Library was on the bottom. Anyway, the Energizer's there, and then next week on the 27th is our High Noon Educational Luncheon. Again, it'll be at Snappy's Event Center, and it's open to the public. So you can actually go onto our website and sign up and register for that, or you can give me a call at 885-1212.
Okay, now, any
news on Evergreen?
Yeah. Well, we know Tractor Supply is now open.
Yes. Yeah, they are open. They are running now. So I've heard of a couple things going on that I can't, you know.
Yeah.
I know. I can't
you
say.
You never can say anything. And then they pop up and we say, well, you know, Connie mentioned that.
Kind of hinted it. But
yeah.
but we got a couple things going on. And, you know, we had at our last luncheon, we actually had a very well-attended educational luncheon. We had the Economic Community Development Committee from the Evergreen Chamber that told about things that were going on in the Valley. So kind of put this on your calendar. In January, we're hoping to have something called the State of the Green. It would be something we would do in the evening and, again, just show everybody what's going on and what's happening in the Evergreen area.
All right. That sounds good. We know that Tractor Supply is open. What about the other businesses that are going into the
old
Kmart?
You know, just rumors. Just rumors is what I have at this point. But I did get to visit with someone looking at to be the third business. So I would say by springtime next year, we got three businesses in there looking good.
Wow. All right.
Looking good.
Yeah, all right. So. Guys, thanks so much. We appreciate the conversation. And Carrie, thanks for all you are doing with the posse, and keep hamming.
Well, thank you. And I do want to point out that we contacted a whole bunch of emergency responders, fire, EMS, rescue. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the alert helicopter. So it's going to be the big showing, just like last year, only it's going to be at 315 Evergreen this year.
All right.
Yeah, and if you want to donate candy, please. We'd appreciate it.
Okay. Connie McCubbins and Carrie Johnson, thanks so much.